In this podcast in the series, Why You Should Become a Christian, we will look at an emotional argument for Christianity. Christianity leads to joy. This is J.K. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I am an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology. And this is my podcast. Psychology, the way people think, has always been a fascination of mine. I took enough psychology classes in college to have been awarded a minor, but the engineering department did not want to award it. Look, great care must be used by a Christian in this area, especially if we are tempted to supplant the gospel, but many of the concepts can often be redeemed. Temperament theory in particular has its roots in the psychology of Carl Jung, but can be traced back to Hippocrates. It is undeniably imperfect, and some have even rejected the theories altogether. Yet the Myers-Briggs type indicator has probably been the most successful application of these theories. Note, please be wary of some of the information on websites that talk about Myers-Briggs. Good guidelines are located at myersbriggs.org. That's myersbriggs.org. I'm an INTP. I'm not completely unique in this. By type, I keep my feelings close to my vest. One INTP put it like this: I have deep feelings, they're just none of your business. It might surprise those who know a little about INTPs, especially those who know me personally, that I want to be happy. Not just happy-go-lucky, smile all the time, laugh at everything type happy. The more sanguine among us can have that approach. But truly happy. I want to be happy in the sense of being blessed. Jesus said in Matthew 5, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Or perhaps happy in terms of being delighted. In Psalm 37, we read, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." It might be helpful to remind at this point of the old adage, "Still waters run deep." John Piper has been a great help to me in many ways. His teaching, though imperfect, has reinforced much of what I have learned about the way my heart works over the years. God made us to live a moral life, and we should not be surprised that moral living gives us true joy. This joy is at a profound level that can even motivate us to give our lives over to suffering and death on Christ's behalf. The idea is not that our happiness is the greatest good. It is that God's glory is what we are made for. Living for God's glory gives us joy. I have not found a worldview or religion that can come close to Christianity in providing joy in my life. This joy has led to great positive changes, and I will describe some of those changes in the last post of this series. Until then, God bless you.